The holidays bring some of the biggest games of the season, and a much-anticipated matchup is part of this holiday's string of games at home.
After three consecutive NBA Finals and several marquee matchups, Warriors-Cavs never disappoints and is coming up on Christmas Day.
Triumphs in the finals in 2015 and 2017 were hard fought, and the regular season games over the past several seasons between the Warriors and Cavaliers have been tightly contested as both teams remain strong contenders in their respective conferences. The Warriors tops in the league in both points and assists, and Cleveland fourth in both of those categories. It's two teams with history who've made history colliding again at noon on Christmas Day. This is Warrior Sound. I'm Lawrence Scott, joined by R.C. Davis for the roundup as we look at the week that was for the Warriors, as things really are all heading to a Monday matinee, a noon game against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The two teams have obviously faced each other for three straight NBA Finals, R.C., and now these regular season games always have some intrigue.
Well, a lot of times people say, even the diehard NBA fans say, well, the season doesn't really start till Christmas. Well, here we are. Biggest game of the year. No Steph Curry, unfortunately, but this is still going to be the game, noon Pacific time. Everybody's ready for this one.
And, you know, the two teams will face each other again in Cleveland on MLK Day, so it's great to get these two teams together here at this point of the season, see where they are, and then see what happens as we start heading toward the playoffs. And let's talk about what the week that was represented. It did represent a overtime win in Los Angeles over the Lakers. Kevin Durant coming up big again. Many great late game shots as the Lakers fall in overtime for the second time this season to the Warriors. And then you got to think about a Memphis Grizzly game that's going to be a different pace. And it certainly was, but some exciting plays nonetheless.
Yes, Patrick McCall, his only bucket of the game, but it was a tip slam that nearly brought the house down.
And off the dribble, jump shot, off the rim, jam home! Patrick McCall hit the trampoline and just threw it down with a right hand!
It is good to see him active around the rim and that he has that in his skill set, because he's pretty clutch from the corner, shooting threes, and in really you can count on him for a lot of different things and defensive lockdowns and in many regards, but seeing that springiness, that was cool.
And he is the definition of steadiness, and I think that's why Steve Kerr likes him, is that he doesn't do what a lot of rookies do, which is try to do too much. He stays in his lane, and I think that's why Kerr trusts him.
And with that Memphis game, it always brings up some ties to Memphis that the Warriors organization has, and, you know, last year, we saw a nice jersey retirement for Ian Clark at his high school outside Memphis. And then on the way there, I kind of looked out the window. I was like, that's a pretty big high school on the way to the school, the equal size of Ian's. I wonder who went there. Oh, Johnny West, who works in basketball operations. And he was on a high school team with none other than Marc Gasol.
That's true. They were high school teammates. Johnny had moved from L.A. when his father, Jerry, moved from the Lakers to take the Grizzlies GM job. So here you have this high school team with Johnny West, who had to, you know, shoot the lights out. And then you got this big kid, Marc Gasol, who didn't look like he does now, by the way. He was a chunky, big kid who eventually turned into what he is now. But they had a nice relationship and still do to this day.
One of my first high school games when we had moved to Memphis and I played with Marc Gasol.
Right.
And I just remember one of our first games, like, the high school student section was on Mark, was on me, and that was really the first time that I felt like, okay, this is what I'm going to have to deal with.
So great to hear from Johnny in that regard. And I remember watching his games when he was playing at West Virginia. He'd come off the bench, and he'd get hot. He'd start shooting the ball well. Huggy Bear trusted the process, and the process paid off. And yes, those are good games. You know why, being on the West Coast, those things would start at noon. It would be like, you start your Saturday and watch some ball at, like, 9 a.m., and it was like, I like Johnny West. And then now to be here in the building and seeing what he's doing with basketball ops and the way he's integrated, it's awesome stuff. But then you've got Marc Gasol's part of the story as well.
Yeah, Marc Gasol remembers those days vividly because he wore a certain number, but when the logo Sun comes to town, sometimes you have to give up that number.
Well, first I remember, you know, I was wearing number 44 my junior year, and a coach who I was very close with called me and said, Marc, you know, I know you were thinking about getting 33 because my first year I wanted 33, but they didn't have my, you know, my size. So my second year, my senior year, he came back and said, like, you have 33 now. We'll find a jersey for you that it fits you because we need 44. I'm like, okay, why? Like, well, you have a guy coming that, it's son of Jerry, and Jerry West was obviously wearing 44, and it would mean a lot to him if he could wear 44. I'm like, yeah, I have no problem. Like, he can have 44. So that was my first, understanding on who was coming. And when I met him, he was the nicest kid. Still is the nicest kid. Quiet, smart, thoughtful. I obviously could shoot the leather of the ball, but most important, he's just a great person. And obviously we spent a lot of time that year together, and we had a nice group of guys. We made it all the way to the state championship game, but we couldn't pull it off. And those memories, to this day, are great memories. Obviously, as any high school team that makes a run like that, they builds a bond that it goes a long way.